Today's devotion is two verses taken from 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 42 and 43. And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. So, a short scripture, and what is the significance of that information is Solomon died. And my question that goes along with that is, where did Solomon's wisdom go? Solomon was the wisest man in history. God blessed him with wisdom, and we see from the scripture there that he reigned for 40 years. Doesn't say how old he was. I mean, safe to guess he lived to a reasonable old age, and he died just like everybody does. So the question is, what did all of that wisdom come to? And the reason that I'm thinking about this is it's exactly the same for us. We live, we accumulate knowledge, understanding. When we reach a certain age, we're looking to pretty much a full life full of learning, full of experience, full of all the things that makes us, in my mind, every day a little more wise than we were the day before, because we keep gaining experience and knowledge through that whole period of time. And then at some point in time, our time to leave this world will come, and that wisdom that we've accumulated, it's not like we can download it into something and it goes to somebody else. It's there just for our benefit, basically, because it passes away with us. So thinking about Solomon is, the analogy is, what did Solomon do with his wisdom? He ruled with his wisdom. He was a very wise ruler. We have several stories from his life that point out how wise he was as a ruler, and the scriptures state that that was the case. So he was able, with his wisdom, to lead people through his wisdom. He was able, with his wisdom, to write. We have Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon that are both attributed to him. And so we have wisdom in the part of the Bible that's called wisdom writings. We have those books of the Bible with many truths in there that come from that understanding that he had of how the world worked and how things happened. So he was able to use his wisdom during his lifetime. He was able to preserve some of that wisdom down through writings. I think for us, for me, the wisdom that I learn, I'm not passing on through writings. I may pass it on through teaching, and people may understand that that's, hopefully there's been people over the 50 years that I've been teaching that have gained knowledge, additional wisdom, insight, and it's been used, my knowledge has been used to benefit other people. Certainly that knowledge has been used to benefit my family, because I was able to provide with the knowledge and wisdom that I had. I was able to have a good career and provided for my family. I'm enjoying this that we're doing here. So we're sharing wisdom as we do devotions together, as you write, as I give devotions. So we're continuing to grow in knowledge and understanding. We continue to have experiences. We have experiences together that are enlarging our understanding of the world. Our family situations, our situation is different than it's been for us in the past. So we continue to get more understanding of how relationships work and different ways to deal with different situations that occur based on, you know, our circumstances. So I don't see wisdom stopping. I suspect that Solomon continued to grow in his wisdom all the way through the end of his life, and he benefited people along the way. Sadly for Solomon, he didn't use that wisdom in his obedience to God, and towards the end of his life, he failed miserably, and basically the Lord took the kingdom away from his descent during his lifetime, and he knew that was going to happen. And so his end, even though he was very wise in terms of his understanding, he still made bad decisions. And so I see that as a possibility and a thing to guard against, even as we in our age and wisdom tend to, I hope, make good decisions compared to what less experienced or younger people did or what we might have done earlier in our lives. But we still need to guard against that indulgence of ourselves as opposed to following the wisdom that we have from the scriptures and following our understanding and knowledge to stay in right relationship with God. So I think we have an example in Solomon of wisdom and how he used his wisdom to benefit, and how that blessing that God gave him became a blessing to other people. We also have the warning from Solomon that wisdom is not the only thing in the world. A wisdom without the will to obey God is not really wisdom. As we know from the scriptures, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Somehow Solomon lost that focus, even though he had been mightily blessed. So I think that for us, it's an encouragement to keep learning, because we are blessing people. We're blessing each other for sure. We're blessing our families. We're blessing those that your writings are going to, that are reading. We see that from the feedback we're getting. People are being blessed by your writing. So we continue to bless others with the wisdom we have. Our wisdom continues to grow as we study, and even scriptures that we've read many times, we get a new or different insight into as we repeat. So I'm just thinking about that in terms of, well, you know, where is all this going to go when we pass out of this world? It's designed for use in this world, because when we pass into the next life, everything will be known. As Paul says, now we see through the glass darkly, but then face to face. So we'll be able to have a revelation of things that we just are not going to experience now. So we look forward to the fact that wisdom that we built through the years carries into glory, where we will be even more able to understand and learn things that are beyond what we'll ever see here. So that's today's thought. Any comment? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can continue to learn, that we can continue to grow, and that we can continue to study your word, and we can continue to follow you, Father. For in the end, that's the more important thing. The core of our wisdom is obedience to you and your commands. The fault that Solomon had of falling away was not that he all of a sudden didn't understand what was going on, but that he chose to ignore what he knew was right. So, Father, we pray that you would continue to keep us steadfast in our service. We press forward as we continue in this world, Father, and we may have many, many more years to go. May we continue to grow in our wisdom and knowledge. May we continue to be able to share that wisdom with others. And may others be blessed through us, Father, as the opportunity allows. We ask that you bless us through this day always, and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.